Good evening, my name is Andrew and you are listening to blog post number 8, Voice for Those That Matter, on my blog, Enterprise Rozzo. We've been examining the impact of Web 2.0 over the past couple of weeks, and its effect on the modern enterprise. Among the many elements that comprise this new paradigm of internet technology, arguably its most pivotal factor is the advancement of technology towards aggregating the knowledge of the people. Through the folksonomy, tagging, and crowdsourcing, the collective intelligence of the internet is increasingly powered not by keyword associations, but by the activity of colleagues, friends, and industry professionals alike. Most prominent of these innovations is the humble and now increasingly omnipresent social network. Perhaps the greatest asset in our society, our immediate connections, and the potential connections we have to others within a network is invaluable. We can contact friends, share information, maintain connections, all in real time. This has become a personal investment for many, a source of making and keeping relationships and memories that is universally valuable. But given the significance of such platforms and risks, how is something of such scale maintained and for what purpose? A notion spurred ever more by the recent Facebook IPO, how is a social network valuable economically and relevant to us? How can it benefit the modern enterprise? Simply put, it's because the internet and corporations as a whole can better understand privacy concerns, but can better understand us. Privacy concerns aside, there's a lot of value in organizations that are aware of their public's concern, that can communicate with these publics effectively, and that can better cater to their needs. Furthermore, knowledge of the preferences and connections that people have are valuable in improving recommendations. There are many ways this can help organizations, many of them now using these technologies internally, but today I'd like to talk about the value of the social network in reaching out to consumers. With all this incredibly valuable information organizations now have at their disposal, they are capable of a communication that is more personal and meaningful than ever before. Key to this power is the stakeholders that organizations inevitably form as they grow and establish into thriving corporations. Shareholders, local community, consumers are among the many stakeholders that an organization needs to consider to operate to its full potential. Of this, the social network has now opened two major opportunities: the ability to establish a presence for loyalists of the organization, and to give a means of response to disgruntled publics that may have lost favor with the organization due to inevitable issues that may have arisen. Following from the example of the Brisbane airport that I had used in the previous post, how might this organization exploit the strengths of this medium to improve its overall reputation? By targeting the loyalists, the Brisbane airport can maintain these customers through incentives that keep them coming back and forming mutually beneficial relationships. A third-party community of people that love an organization is always the most effective way of encouraging new consumers. So too, if issues arise, the organization is now able to respond directly to affected publics, tending to their needs and diffusing a situation that can potentially damage the reputation and profitability of an organization. Essentially, we've provided a platform for the most important stakeholders of an organization, such as the Brisbane Airport, to communicate with each other. Patrons who love the service of the airport receive more rewards, and those who may have missed their flights can be contacted with a solution that can preempt the often nasty media. It's plain and simple that social networks are an integral element to the modern enterprise, but more surprisingly, it's a huge win for consumers as well. That was blog post number 8 on my blog, Enterprise Rozzo. Thanks for listening.